You're listening to Vatican Radio. God's salvation does not come from great things, from power or wealth, nor from clerical or political parties, but from the small and simple things of God. That was Pope Francis' message on Monday during the daily Mass at the Casa Santa Marta. Lydia O'Kane reports.
Pope Francis noted that people often look down on God's plan for salvation. In the first reading, Naaman the Syrian, a leper, asked the prophet Elisha to heal him, but could not appreciate the simple means by which this healing would be accomplished. The Gospel spoke of the disdain the inhabitants of Nazareth felt at the words of Jesus, their fellow countryman. It was not how we thought salvation should be, that salvation we all want. In Jesus' time, the doctors of the law sought salvation from religious or clerical parties, while the Sadducees, their rivals, looked to political parties for salvation. The people, though, did not have confidence in either group, but they believed in Jesus, who spoke with authority. Sometimes we have the same idea that salvation has to come through great acts, that only the wealthy or the powerful can save us. God's plan, though, is different. We sometimes look down on God's plan because we don't understand that salvation only comes from the small things, the simplicity of the things of God. Pope Francis encouraged us to read the Beatitudes and read the account of the final judgment, which he called two pillars of the Gospel, as a preparation for Easter. He concluded his homily with the prayer that we might receive the grace to understand the only path of salvation is the folly of the cross, that is, the Son of God, emptying himself, making himself small to save us.